It's Grand Ole Opry time, starring Red Foley.
Thank you. Gonna get out my sycamore, shine up my shoes, meet my baby and tell her the news. I bet my bundle on sway back nag. I came home winning with a plenty of swag. 1 foot, 2 foot, slew foot rag. Swing your honey to the sugar foot rag. Dig a little jig, then a zig and a zag. And listen to the fiddle play the sugar foot rag. Got a big jug of cider and a bottle of wine. One's for my honey and the other is mine. Sip on the cider and sip on the wine. Then both sit together and have a good time. 1 foot, 2 foot, slew foot drag. Swing your honey to the sugar foot rag. Dig a little jig, then a zig and a zag. With a guitar picking out sugar foot rag. My money and get on a jag and swing my honey to the sugar foot rag. I walk right up and stomp on the floor and swing up the middle with a shoe fly four. 1 foot, 2 foot, slew foot drag. Swing your honey to the sugar foot rag. Dig a little jig, then a zig and a zag with a guitar picking out sugar foot rag. Foot, slew foot, drag. Swing your honey to the sugar foot rag. Dig a little jig, then zig and a zag. And listen to the fiddle play the sugar foot rag. Yes,
thank you, and a great big howdy to all of my good friends and neighbors of Grand Ole Opry.
Big crowd again tonight, Red. Another fun-filled Saturday night at the Opry with Rod Brasfield, Minnie Pearl, the Jordanaires, and the entire gang.
And we got two guests tonight, Grant. Two youngsters who've never visited us here before, and we're mighty proud to have them. Pretty Miss Molly Darr and her sidekick, Bud Messner. Hey. Give them a little hand there. That's right.
Well, Somali and Bud will join us shortly, but first let's have a little funning. How about it, Red?
All right, Grant. When it comes to funning and punning, well, there ain't nobody can lay a hand on the Hohenwald heart throb himself, Rod Brasfield.
Well, thank you, man. Much obliged. That sounds pretty newsy. Howdy, Mr. Foley.
Howdy, Rodney.
I'm glad to see you, Mr. Foley. I'm in a mess tonight.
In a mess as you.
I'm busted, just flat busted, just broke flat as a flitter.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend Susie's daddy's done told me not to come to see her no more. Now, what would you do if you was in my shoes?
I was in your shoes?
Yeah.
And have them half sold.
Oh, sure does. Mr. Foley, that ain't... That burn it, that makes me so mad I could just eat a goat burger.
Look, seriously, Rodney, though, that's pretty silly of Susie's papa there, you know it?
Yeah.
Or ordering you away from the house.
Yeah.
Now, on what grounds does he object to you?
On any grounds within 10 miles of their house, Red. Me and that old man don't get along at all. Howdy, friends. Whew, it's sort of hot tonight, ain't it? Yeah, good lot of people here, and it's just plumb warm. I hope everybody's having... Hey, Red.
What?
I went over to see my gal, Susie. You know that gal loves me?
Yeah, I know. I've heard that before.
Oh, man, that gal loves me better than snuff. I'm telling you, she loves me. She told me so the other night. She says, Rod, when you die, son, I'm going to come out to your grave every day and put a gift on your grave. Wow. I'm going to fill your favorite pipe up every day and bring it out there.
That's good, thank you.
And I says to her, I said, well, Susie, don't, whatever you do, don't forget the matches. And she says, well, Rod, where you're going, you ain't going to need no matches. Made me so mad, I'll tell you the truth. Hey, Red, I'm tired tonight. I've been a-visiting. I've been down to Birmingham, Alabama. See my Uncle Tillman? I got an Uncle Tillman that lives right out from Birmingham. You kind of go that way when you... If you knowed where he lived, you'd know how to get there. If you knowed where he lived, you'd go that way when you get there. Uncle Tillman and me was uptown messing around. We started to get on one of them streetcars, and the feller shut the door right in their face. We run around to the other end, and he shut that door right in their face. We run back around to the other end, and the feller opened the door and says, "Hey, which end do y'all want to get on?" Uncle Tillman says, "Well, if you'll open that door, I'll get both ends on." I had my little old dog with me, old Buford, my little old dog, and poor little old thing, he run across the streetcar track there right in front of a streetcar, and that streetcar just whacked his tail right off, just cut his tail off, see? And it didn't hurt his carriage much, but it sure did play wheelie with his wagon. I grabbed him up and his tail right quick, and I jammed them back together and run in a store there to get a feller to help me sew him back on. And this feller in the store wouldn't help me sew his tail back on. He said he was afraid the law would get him for retailing dogs without a license.
Well, that's it. Not so long ago, me and the boys were driving back home from playing a little date up here at Defeated, Tennessee, and we stopped for a cup of coffee. And the jukebox in the little diner was playing some mighty fine music by two young folks who've been getting more popular by the hour. We said to ourselves that we just had to have them here with us as soon as they could make it. Well, see, they're here tonight from Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, Miss Molly Darr and Bud Messner. Come on out. Molly, how do you like it here, honey?
Oh, I just like it fine, Red. You know, I've been a fan of yours for a long time now. Ever since I first heard you singing Molly Darling, I used to think you were singing it to me.
Well, now that could easily have been, you know, Molly. You're sure pretty enough to fit the music.
I ain't pretty, but I can pick a guitar, man.
Yeah, Well, we know you can, Bud, and that's what we're going to ask you two to do for us right now. By the way, where'd you ever find such a pretty partner?
Well, Red, Molly was studying for, if you pardon the expression, grand opera. I told her she'd make a great mistake. She wasn't meant for grand opera. She was meant for grand old opera.
Yes.
And I listened to him, Red, and I'm sure glad I did.
And so are all of us, Molly Dyer. Well, you and Bud get your heads together now, and let's hear the one you played for us on the recording this afternoon called "Father Put the Cow Away, I Cannot Milk Tonight."
Father, put the cow away, get her out of sight. I am heavy-hearted, I cannot milk tonight. It ain't fair to this year cow for me to try and milk her now. Father, put the cow away, I cannot milk tonight. Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la. She said, "You're welcome to my door. You're such a handsome chap." Instead of calling for a cop, she sat right on his lap. Father, put the cow away, get her out of sight. I am heavy-hearted, I cannot milk tonight. It ain't fair to this here cow for me to try and milk her now. Father, put the cow away, I cannot milk tonight. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la.
A boy and a girl ride in the back seat of a car. She says, "I want attention, quit smoking that cigar." He dropped the butt, they took a kiss, and what do you suppose? They hit a bump, the beaver jumped, and she bit off his nose.
Father, put the cow away, get her out of sight. I am heavy-hearted, I cannot milk tonight. It ain't fair
thanks a lot to you, Molly and Bud. Sure is good to see you both. Well, Jordan Ayers, suppose you boys come up here and sing for us, will you? Here's the Jordan Ayers, friends, with a little spiritual called Roll On Jordan, just like they rehearsed it.
Forever let your waves roll gently on your shores and tenderly. Someday we must cross your bow.
Roll on, Jordan, roll on, O river deep and wide. My home is on the other side.
The Lord reads it's a river, gonna pray the Lord you carry me home.
So roll on, Jordan,
you're the last old river that a God has planned to reach that mansion in the promised land. So
roll on, roll on, Jordan.
When this old
life is o'er,
there'll there be roll on, mighty old river, to that sweet forever let your wave roll gently, guard your shores and gently. Someday we must cross your foam.
So roll on, Jordan, roll on, O river deep and wide. My home is on the other side.
When I reach a river, gonna pray the Lord carry me home.
So roll on, Jordan,
river that a God has planned to reach that mansion in the promised land.
So roll on, roll on, Jordan.
Brightly beams our Father's mercy from his lighthouse evermore. But to us he gives the keeping of the lights along the shore. Let the low lights be burning, send a gleam across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. Dark the night of sin has settled, loud the angry billows roar, eager eyes are watching, waiting for the lights along the shore. Let the Lord lights be burning, send a gleam across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. Say, Molly Dyer, you and Bud Messner come up here a minute. That's right. Now then, we're going to ask you two to do us another song here in just a few minutes, but we'd like to do something for you, you know?
Well, Red, here's something that Bud and I would sure like.
You name it, and it's yours, little lady.
You tell him, Bud.
Well, Red, you know, all the way down, Molly kept the sand. Do you think we'll really see Minnie Pearl? Do you really think we'll see Minnie Pearl in person? And by cracker, she almost drove me crazy.
Well, sir, there's no sense waiting any longer. Here's the gossip of Grinder Switch herself.
Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy!
Howdy!
Yes,
wedding. It won't mind if some feller's else's, but I went to that wedding and I caught the bride's bouquet. I wish she'd have thrown me the groom. Oh, it is the finest wedding. It is so sad. Ooh, I just cried. I had the best time. Of course, everybody knows that this here romantic business and getting married and all that's just a matter of arithmetic. It figures up like this. 1 + 1 = romance. 1 feller + 1 gal + 1 preacher = 1 married couple. 1 couple + 1 year = 2 and 1 to carry. Well, see, we had us some goings on down in Grinder's Switch this past week. First off, one of Orson Tugwell's young'uns felt awful bad the other day. Oh, his dog passed away. Oh, that little feller just felt awful about it. He just bellered and fussed and cried and hollered. And finally, his pappy says to him, he says, "Now, look here, Ruth. What you crying so much about losing a hound dog for? You didn't take on like this when your poor old granny passed away." And Ruth says, "I know I didn't, but I didn't raise granny from a pup." Well, I got to go now because we're getting ready to take a hunting trip. We are. Me and brother and Uncle Nabob, we're going on a hunting trip, going way over in Williamson County. We're going over there. I never will forget the last time we made a hunting trip together, all three of us. I killed a rabbit, and brother killed a squirrel, and Uncle Nabob killed a quart. Bye now, see you next
time. Well, just like we promised you, folks, here is Molly Darr and Bud Messner once again. This time, they're singing a fine old song, "I Don't Care What You Used to Be, 'Cause I Know What You Are Today." Picking that banjo tonight, folks. And if you listen close, you'll find it turned out to be 8 more miles to Louisville. But it looks like we're being invaded here tonight by a bunch of be-whiskered gentlemen. And I understand that they come from Yadkin County, North Carolina. And they're headed up by Mr. Alan Jessup, who they call Bushmaster. And they're celebrating the 100th anniversary of Yadkin County, North Carolina.
Glad to have all you boys here. Well, here's Spring Bee now with a little 8 more miles to Louisville.
I travel over this country while seeking fortune fast. Up and down the people trying to travel everywhere. From Portland East and Portland West and back along the line. I'm on my way this very day, that old hometown of mine. 8 more miles to Louisville are coming to the view. 8 more miles, this old lonely nevermore be blue. Knew someday that I'd come back and knew it from the start. 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. I found to be a girl somewhere too, like best of all. Mine lived down in Louisville, she's long and she's tall. But she's the kind that you can't find a roaming through the land. I'm on my way this very day to win her heart and hand.
Here's the song for tonight, one I'm singing here for the first time on the Opry, called Daddy's Little Girl.
You're the end of the rainbow, my pot of gold. You're daddy's little girl to heaven hold. A precious gift is what you are. You're mommy's bright and shining star. You're the spirit of Christmas, my star on the tree. You're the Easter bunny to mommy and me. You're sugar, you're spice, you're everything nice. And you're daddy's little girl.
All hands up and dance to the middle. Everybody keep time with the fiddle. First couple out and now you're gone. Swing that girl with the red dress on. Girls in the middle, boys to the wall. Meet your partner, hi you all. Hurry up, boys, don't be late. Swing that girl like a hinge on a gate. 2 by 2, 4 by 4, couple up in the middle of the floor. 4 by 4 and 8 by 8, hurry up, boys, and don't be late. Bird in the cage, now you're gone. Swing the girl with the red dress on. A bird fly out and the crow hop in. Now your partner's gone again.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education. Thank you.